Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Praise God for all the testimonies that we have heard.
我们为着我们所听到的这些见证，我们赞美主。
I was watching a video of someone share about their day.
我最近看了一段视频，是关于一个人跟大家分享他的一天。
And they were sharing about how they were misgendered at work.
他分享的是他如何是在工作的场合被人家错认性别。
If you don't know what the term misgendered means, it means to be called by the wrong gender.
如果你不知道 misgender 这个字什么意思，就是被别人错认性别。
I didn't know there was an actual name for it.
我以前并不知道有这么一个词专门的词汇。
It's happened to me many times.
这个在我身上发生过很多次。
I'm very surprised when I go to the grocery store.
当我到超市去买菜的时候，我非常惊讶有时候。
And the cashier calls me ma'am.
那个收银员会叫我太太。
I don't have long hair. I look like I do right now.
我并没有那时候长长头发就我的头发就像我现在这个样子。
And that was before COVID, so I wasn't even wearing a mask.
在那个疫情以前我根本也没有戴口罩。
This has happened many times.
在我身上发生过很多次。
Or when I was in a parking lot, a lady walked by and asked, "Ma'am, is the restaurant open?"
当我有一次在停车场，有一位女士跑过来问我她说太太。这位太太这个洗手间在哪里
？Now of course it didn't really bother me that much.
所以我并不觉得这有什么太大的问题。
I got a good laugh out of it.
我笑我就就是笑了一会儿就这样。
And then just answered their questions.
然后我就回答了他的问题。
The only one that really hurt was when someone called me grandpa.
对，唯一让我感到很有问题的是有人叫我爷爷。
Yeah, they saw me with my daughter and they said, "Your granddaughter is so cute."
他看到我带着我的女儿，他就说你的孙女太可爱了。
That one really hurt.
那个实在是太伤人了。
But if I get called a woman, it doesn't really bother me too much.
如果有人把我当作女性我并不觉得太有问题。
But this person that I watched their video of was very, very upset.
但是这个我看到视频里的这个人他所分享的他相当的生气。
They were so upset they had to leave early from work.
这个人生气到一个地步他必须一从这个工作当中他那天他要离开他的工作场所。
They were so upset they could not focus on their job anymore.
所以他如此的生气心烦意乱，他根本不能在工作当中集中注意力。
And I was thinking, what's the difference between that person and myself?
所以我就在想，我跟那个视频里的人的区别是在哪里
？When I get called ma'am at the grocery store, I don't just leave all my groceries there and just leave and go home.
当我在超市，别人叫我夫人或者太太时候，我并没有把我所买的东西放在那里，然后就跑出超市。
I don't spend the rest of the day depressed.
并没有在我在余下的那一天，我就感到很郁闷。
Now I'm not trying to make fun of this person's video that I watched.
我并不是想在取笑这个视频里那个分享他一天的这个人。
But what I saw in the video was, my heart just went out to this person.
我看了这段视频以后，我觉得我真是很同情那位被错认性别的那个人。
Because their sense of identity is so frail.
因为他的那个。身份认同的那个感觉是如此的脆弱。
If someone calls me ma'am, I know who I am.
如果有人叫我夫人的话，我知道我自己是谁。
Even if someone calls me a monkey, I still know who I am.
甚至有人叫我把我当作一只猴子，我仍然知道我自己是谁。
Even if someone calls me a grandpa, I still know who I am.
甚至有人叫我爷爷的话，我仍然知道我自己是谁。
But this young individual, because of what someone else said to them, their sense of identity was so, was in such turmoil.
因为这个视频里的这位年轻人，因为别人称呼他的这件事，啊，他对自我的认同就受到很大的震撼。
And so this morning I want to look at, Ephesians chapter 2.
所以今天早上我和大家一起来看以弗所书第二章。
Because baptism is all about identity.
因为受洗这件事所关乎的就是你的身份的问题。
In baptism, we declare who we are.
因为在这个受浸当中，你宣告了你是谁。
So let's read Ephesians chapter 2 and listen to who God says that we are.
所以我们一起来念以弗所书第二章，让我们来看神说我们是谁。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节。
And you were dead in the trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
In which you once walked, following the course of this world.Following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience.
他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。
Among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind.
就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒自制，和别人一样。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
Even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing; it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
Now one of the first steps to understanding who we are is to understand where we've been.
要明白我们现在的身份，第一步要明白我们所曾经是的。
That's why so many people want to find out, where their ancestors came from.
这也是为什么很多人都要找啊，他们的祖先是从哪里来的。
They want to visit the places where their ancestors were born and they lived.
啊，他们要回去访问那些他们的祖先曾经出生和生活过的地方。
Because where we're from helps us to understand who we are.
因为知道我们从哪里来，能够帮助我们认识我们是谁。
So who does the Bible say that we were?
所以圣经里面说我们曾经所是的是谁呢？
In verse 1, it says that we were dead.
在第一节，这里说我们是死的。
We were dead spiritually.
在灵命里，我们是死的。
We were dead in sin.
我们死在过犯罪恶之中。
We were dead to God.
我们对神来说是死的。
We were just like everyone else in the world.
我们就像世上的其他人一样。
Verse 2 says that we once lived this way, just like everyone else.
第二节说， 我们在其中行事为人，就像其他人一样，随从今世的风俗。
Verse 3 describes our life without God.
第三节描述了我们那个没有神的那个生命。
That we lived according to the passions of our flesh.
我们是放纵肉体的私欲。
How did we make decisions? How did we organize our lives?
我们如何过我们的生活？我们如何做出我们每一个决定？
We look to ourselves.
我们是看我们自己。
What I want.
我要什么
What I'm feeling.
我的感觉是什么
This is how we all lived our lives.
这是我们过去是生活的方式
Whatever is best for myself, that's what I pursued.
什么才是对我自己最好的方式我才要走那条路
And because we lived like this, we were children of wrath.
因为我们这样的生命我们就是那个可怒之子
Because we did not acknowledge God, we fell under His judgment.
因为我们不承认我们那位神，我们在他的审判底下。
And that is who all of us were.
那就是我们所有这些人以前曾都是的。
Dead in sin and children of wrath.
死在罪恶之中，也是可怒之子。
Now why isn't that us right now?
那个我们曾经所是的那位现在为什么已经不是了呢
And the Bible is clear, without any intervention, that's who we would still be.
圣经很明显的说如果没有任何的干预神的干预我们仍旧是那一位
Verse 4 gives the reason why we can be different.
第四节说出了我们为什么可以现在不同的原因。
He said, it starts out with the word, but God.
第四节开始的三个字，然而神。
This is who we were, but God.
这是我们曾经的所是的，然而神。
It's a contrast.
这是一个对比。
That separates everything we were before from now what's going to happen.
把我们曾经所是的和我们将要是我们现在是所成的那位分开来了。
So it describes three things.
这里描述了三件事情。
First, who God is.
神是哪一位?
What he did.
他所做的事情。
And why he did it.
他所为什么这样做
Who is God?
谁是神
Verse 4, it says he is rich in mercy.
第四节讲有丰富的怜悯
He is great in love.
他有爱我们的大爱
And because God is rich in mercy and great in love, what did God do for us?
他有丰富的怜悯有爱我们的大爱他做了一件什么事情
Verse 5 says that even when we were dead in our trespasses, He made us alive.
第五节说，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们活过来。
He made us alive through Christ.
叫我们与基督一同活过来。
He sent His Son Jesus to die for us.
他差派他的爱子耶稣基督为我们死。
So all the sin that we orient our lives around, that's been washed away.
所以我们过去生命中那些所犯的罪都被洗净了。
The judgment and the wrath of God has been fulfilled and appeased.
神所要加给我们的审判和愤怒，现在在基督里，我们与他和好了。
Why would God do this?
为什么神要这么做？
Well, obviously, it's because of his character that he is rich in mercy and great in love.
因为神是他的本性是丰富的怜悯，他也爱我们，有大爱。
But verse 7,
在第七节
says that so in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
说他要将他极丰富的恩典就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。
That God took us who were dead in sin.
神将我们这些死在罪恶过犯里的人。
And he saved us through Christ.
他借着耶稣基督拯救了我们。
So that he might show us more of his riches.
以至于他能够向我们显明他更加极丰富的恩典。
To show how much grace he's going to give us through Jesus Christ.
他将向我们显明借着耶稣基督他将我们会有更丰富的恩典加给我们。
And because of all that, we are not now who we used to be.
因着这一切我们不再是我们曾经是的那个人。
So then who are we now?
所以我们现在是谁?
What is our identity?
我们的身份现在是什么?
Verse 4 says that we are loved.
第四节说我们是被爱的因为他爱我们。
Verse 5 says we are alive and saved.
第五节说我们是被拯救过来 是活过来的。
Verse 6 says that we are raised and seated in heavenly places.
第六节说到我们是一同和基督耶稣坐在天上。
Verse 10 says that we are God's workmanship.
第十节说我们是他的工作。
What an amazing identity to have.
这是一个何等奇妙的身份。
But I want to draw our attention to verse 9.
但是我要大家注意第九节。
Which says this is not a result of work so that no one may boast.
说这也不是出于行为免得有人自夸。
When do we boast?
我们什么时候会自夸?
We boast when we've done something really well.
我们会自夸是因为我们自己做了一件很好的事情。
And we want to show it off.
我们要在人面前夸耀。
We've done this thing and it makes us feel so great.
我们做了这件事让我们自我的感觉真是太好了。
And so God wants to make sure that we remember that the salvation that we enjoy is not because of what we've done.
所以神在这里是要确保我们所得到的救恩并不是出于我们自己所做的一切任何事情。
Why is that so important?
为什么这件事情这么重要?
Of course, we often hear that it's because that God wants us to be humble before Him.
当然，我们在这里，在神面前，神是要我们在他面前谦卑。
And this is true.
这当然是对的。
But it means something far more greater, for our.Identity.
但这对于我们的身份来说有更大的意义。
If our identity does not feel great because we've done something,
如果我们的身份是因着我们做了一件事而我们感觉的不好，
If we cannot boast in our success,
如果是因为我们不能够因着我们的成功而夸耀的时候，
That also means,
那所意味的就是
that we can't feel depressed when we fail.
我们在失败的时候，我们也不能够抑郁。
Of course, in the light of Christ, we repent and feel grieved in our spirit when we commit sin.
在基督面前当我们犯罪的时候我们会感到很郁闷很忧郁。
But it doesn't affect who we are.
但是这并不改变你的身份。
When a child succeeds,
当一个小孩成功的时候
their parents are proud.
他的父母很为他骄傲。
And they are the childof their parents.
因为这是他们父母自己的孩子。
But what happens when the child messes up?
当这个孩子做错事情的时候
what happens when the child makes bad decisions?
当这个小孩做了一个错误的决定
does that make them any less of their parents' child?
这是不是有损于他作为父母小孩的这个身份呢?
No way.
根本不会。
And so the same is true for us as children of God.
所以同理，这也是我们在神面前作为神的儿女的身份的。
Our sense of self is not rooted in how we feel.
我们对自己的认同并不是依靠于我们对自己的感受。
It's not rooted in our success.
也并不是根植于我们的成功与否。
And therefore, it's also not rooted in our failures.
也并不跟我们的失败相关。
So if someone says something to bad about you,
如果有人对你说关啊、对你说关于你的不好的事情
，they can't touch your identity.
他们不能改变你的身份。
Because your identity is rooted in Christ.
因为你的身份是根植于基督。
You can never be any less loved.
你不会、因着任何的事情而被
cannot,
减少神对你的爱。
They cannot take away your spiritual life and salvation.
别人不可能夺走你的属灵的救恩。
They can't take away the fact that you will be raised into heavenly places.
他们并不能改变你已经复活在天上与基督同坐。
No one can change the fact that you are God's workmanship.
没有人能够改变你是神手中的工作这一事实。
And so it doesn't matter what other people think of you.
所以别人对你的想法、并不重要。
It doesn't matter what other people say about you.
别人说你的什么事情并不重要。
Your circumstances don't matter.
你的光景也，你周围的环境也并不重要。
Even what you've done yourself doesn't matter.
你自己做的事情也并不重要。
Your identity is secure.
你的身份是安稳的。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Especially brothers and sisters that are getting baptized today.
特别是今天、将要受洗的弟兄姊妹。
And next Sunday.
还有下个主日的。
You are declaring that your identity is in Christ.
你是向我们宣告你的身份是在基督里。
Stand firm in that identity.
所以你要在那个身份里站立得稳。
Christ is your rock and you shall never be moved.
基督是你的磐石，你永远不会被挪移。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are and what you have done.
我们在天上的父，我们为着你所事的和你所做的，我们感谢你。
That you are a God great in love and rich in mercy.
你是那位用大爱爱我们有丰富怜悯的神。
And despite the fact that all of humanity was lost in sin.
虽然整个人类都在罪恶过犯中失落。
Yet,You sent Jesus.
而你却 差遣耶稣基督
to take away our sin and our guilt before you.
把我们所有的罪恶过犯都在你面前去除
to make us a new creation.
把我们在你里面、做成新造
to give us a new identity.
给我们一个新的身份
that we are no longer children of darkness, but we are children of God the Most High.
我们已经不再是黑暗的黑暗之子，而是、至高神的 儿女。
I pray for all of this church.
我为着所有的、整个的教会祷告。
And especially for those that are getting baptized.
特别是今天将要受洗的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, that you would root their identity firmly in you.
主，你要把他们的身份根植在你里面。
That no matter what waves wash over them, they shall not be shaken.
无论世界的风潮 怎样影响、他们不会被动摇。
They shall never be moved.
他们不会被挪移。
When they are rooted in Christ.
当他们根植在基督里面。
So protect these brothers and sisters.
求你、保守这些弟兄姊妹。
Watch over them.
看守他们，看顾他们。
And we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
我们奉耶稣基督伟大的名。
Amen.
Amen.